This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. The state has awarded the Lower Kuskokwim School District a $34 million grant to add another school building in Eek, with the district chipping in $700,000. But Eek is only one of several schools in the district needing new facilities. KYUK's Greg Kim talked to the district superintendent about why Eek got a new school and other villages like Napakiak that didn't.
Superintendent Dan Walker says the school in Eek was built in the 1980s. Since then, the students' numbers have multiplied to the point where they are now cramped for space. Walker says that's the biggest reason the state funded a new school building for Eek.
If your school is over capacity based on the square footage allowance per student, then that garners you a lot of points in the application process. The biggest factor is unhoused students.
When Walker uses the term unhoused students, that means the school is crowded. But there are places in the district where kids may literally not have a school very soon.
You think of Napakiak, for example. Even though the students aren't unhoused yet, there is a potential for us to have to, close that school.
Walker says that's because the Napakiak school is only a few hundred feet from the river. Last fall, the fuel tanks next to the school needed to be moved to avoid falling into the water. LKSD is preparing for the possibility that it may have to move students and teachers into temporary mobile buildings this year.
We've got Newtok and then Napakiak that are seeing a lot more erosion due to the permafrost melting. And that's not going to go away. It's only going to accelerate.
The state's formula for deciding which schools get construction grants does not give much weight to the threat posed by erosion. In the state's prioritized list this year, Eek was first and Napakiak was seventh. Eek received 56 points in its application for unhoused students, while Napakiak got 25 points for its, quote, emergency.
And they're both important, but I think the state is going to have to reevaluate how they look at what I would term emergency situation versus unhoused.
Walker says the district isn't going to wait for the state to change its grant criteria. Over the years, LKSD has gotten good at navigating the existing application process. A few years ago, Eek wasn't number one on the state's list. But then LKSD ordered a design for the Eek school before it actually had the funding to build it.
And that bumped it to number one. When you are able to have a design in place, then it gets you quite a few extra points.
The district is trying that strategy again. In December, LKSD's school board voted to fund a design for Napakiak's new school, hoping that will bump up the application on the state's list for construction grants. Despite issues with the application process, Walker calls securing funding for the Eek school a big win for the district. Construction is expected to begin this summer on the additional building. Students will then move into the new portion while the old part is being renovated, and then the two sections will be connected. Walker expects a January 2022 move-in date for the entire project. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
In statewide news, the federal government has long recognized Alaska Native tribes similar to how it recognizes tribes in the rest of the country. But Alaska's state government hasn't been as consistent, and state lawmakers are looking to change that. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
Since the early 1990s, the federal government has included Alaska Native tribes on the list of federally recognized tribes. And in 1999, the Alaska Supreme Court ruled that the state must recognize them in the same way the federal government does. But even after that ruling, the state said Alaska Native tribes didn't have jurisdiction over adoptions, like tribes had elsewhere in the U.S. The state later changed that position, but this inconsistent history has left tribes with uncertainty about the future.
Mostly, the history between the state and the tribes haven't been great.
Natasha Singh testified in favor of House Bill 221, which would extend state recognition to federally recognized tribes. She's a Stevens Village tribal member and a lawyer for Tanana Chiefs Conference.
When I first entered my career 10 years ago, the T-word tribe was still somewhat off limits in some sectors.
Tribal representatives say the bill could remove uncertainty that could cloud the state's legal relationship with tribes. And the number of legal agreements between the state and tribes has been expanding. The state and tribes agreed to a compact in 2017 for tribes to oversee child welfare. And lawmakers have raised the possibility of similar compacts for public education and public safety. Ken Truitt is an aide to the bill's sponsor, Anchorage Republican Representative Chuck Kopp. Truitt is Tlingit and worked on the bill. He says there have been times when the state government denied tribal sovereignty and then asked tribes to waive their sovereign immunity from lawsuits.
If you don't exist and you don't exist as a sovereign, why does a state require a waiver of sovereign immunity before they'll issue a grant? So our hope is that that kind of thinking will come to an end.
House Speaker Bryce Edgman, a Dillingham Independent, says the bill reflects progress. He's of Aleut heritage.
The journey that's taken place and the progress that's being made here, particularly in the last couple of years, has been almost rapid fire. And I view this legislation as watershed legislation. This is not an ordinary bill.
Homer Republican Representative Sarah Vance, who is non-native, says non-native residents outside of the Capitol building should be included in discussions over the bill.
We think that by asking for recognition as a tribe, it elevates the tribes over all of our other Alaskans. And we know that that's not true. That's not what's being asked. But I think that's the perception in a lot of non-Native minds. And I would like to be able to have that conversation and talk about those uncomfortable things.
Kopp, the bill's sponsor, is not Alaska Native, but he says the state's failure to recognize tribes has contributed to intergenerational trauma and issues like suicide and drug and alcohol abuse.
We are absolutely incapable of moving forward as a state in any sense of wholeness unless we do this. That's really what this is about.
Richard Peterson is president of the Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. He says talk of concepts like tribal compacts to provide education feels hollow without formal recognition of tribes.
It's a point of trauma and contention to this day that while we're asked to step up and be a partner, we're asked to waive our sovereignty, we can't get simple recognition. So I think this bill would really be a powerful way, again, to begin that healing.
Peterson says the recognition would acknowledge the thousands of years of Alaska Native history.
It does not give us any special standing over any other Alaska, but it recognizes our special place in Alaska.
The House Special Committee on Tribal Affairs is scheduled to hear public testimony on the bill on Tuesday. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
In sports, musher Maurice Andrews of Bethel took first in the Gweethluk Sled Dog Race this weekend. The race was composed of two 20-mile sprint races across a snowy trail on Saturday and Sunday. Mushers were ranked by their total elapsed time. Maurice Andrews finished first with a total elapsed time of 3 hours, 7 minutes, and 32 seconds. He was tightly followed by Greg Larson, who took a close second with a total elapsed time of 3 hours, 8 minutes, and 29 seconds. In third, Chugayuk Olek's total elapsed time equaled 3 hours, 17 minutes, and 59 seconds. 11 mushers from various Kuskokwim River communities competed overall. Lastly, in basketball, YK Delta teams competed at the 2020 Hardwood Basketball Tournament in Anchorage this weekend. On Saturday, the Bethel Regional High School Warrior Girls won against the Homer Mariners 48-42. At the same tournament on Saturday, the Akiak Girls prevailed over Akiachuk 68-22. Meanwhile, in Bethel on Saturday, the Bethel Regional High School Warrior Boys fell to Unalakleet 66-73. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news at kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yuktun coming up.